I pace the halls of this house, and I don't know which is emptier, the rooms or my heart. This place used to be so full, filled with life and laughter. This was his room, just across from ours. I can still hear him playing with his dinosaurs or building something with his blocks. He really loved to show you the things he had built with those blocks. It didn't matter that they all looked pretty much the same. You greeted each invention with the same enthusiasm. You made him feel like Frank Lloyd Wright unveiling his latest masterpiece, and he loved you for that. I loved you for that. I don't think you ever knew how much your son loved you. I don't think you knew how much I loved you. But all that life is gone from this house, and all the joy is gone from my heart. You never found peace with. It was never your fault. You always did everything you could. You never let either of us down. You loved us both so much, no matter what you were dealing with. When he was taken from us, that's when I began to lose you too. Now I stand in the empty heart of our life together. I'm left to mourn the passing of you both. And I have to find strength somewhere in the wake of all of this. I'm washed over with grief, and I don't have you to hold me, to tell me that this will fade with time. Those arms that held me when I felt slight and scared, those lips that pressed my forehead, whispered words of comfort in times of darkness and sorrow. Your breath is stilled and taken mine with it. My heart breaks, and you're not here to help me recover. You were the pillar that held up this house, and now it's falling apart. I try to pick up the pieces, and the jagged edges cut my hands. I bleed, and I cry because you're not here to dress my wounds. Grief and guilt tore you from my arms, and I was powerless to stop it. My soul aches and bleeds from every point of contact where you had grown into me. I'm so alone in this world without the two of you. You and I created a life together. We grew part of that life inside of me, and I'm all that remains of that life. I have to carry on without either of you. I hurt so much and feel the strongest pull to join the two of you. I only hope that the two of you are somewhere together, whole and happy once again. I know I can't join you yet. I know neither of you would want that, but so I carry on. I carry the burden of this heavy heart because I know you would want me to keep going. I know you couldn't do anything about what happened. Losing him was just more than you could bear. It tore your heart out, and it was a wound you could not survive. We tried so hard to get you help, to keep you grounded with us, but you were already gone. You died the day we lost him, and it just took you some time to catch up to our beloved son. I miss you both so much. I want to be with you, but I just can't bring myself to do what I need to do to join you. As hard as it is to live without you, it's even harder to think of doing. I just can't. I think about how hurt you would be if I did. You're gone and checked out, and I'm thinking about how you would feel. I know you thought you were doing what would help me and what would ease my burden, but you left me just when I needed you most. I need you so much more than I ever did, and you're not here for me. I tried not to think about how hurt and betrayed I feel. I try to understand your illness, but I'm so fucking hurt. God damn it. How could you leave me too? I was hurt too. I gave birth to him. I grew him in my body and nurtured him for the first years of his life. I hurt so fucking much when I lost him. I hurt just as much as you did. And you left me to deal with it all by myself. I need you, and you're not here. I know you saw things differently because of your illness, but I really need you. I feel so abandoned. I'm left all alone. I get no comfort from all the people who offer me their sympathy. They feel sorry for me and turn me into a charity case. They don't want to help me. They just want to tell me that I could have done to stop you or what I should do now. They take away all my agency, just like I'm a fucking child. You never did that. You always helped me to do things on my own. Now these people try to make me into some sort of project, and suddenly everything I'm dealing with is their problem, and I can't be trusted to make my own choices. If I get a drink, I get all kinds of judgmental looks. Are you sure it's a good idea for you to be drinking in your condition? They'll ask me. People don't want to let me drive anywhere because they're afraid I'm going to swerve into a tree or off a cliff. I'm not even living my own life anymore. I really need you here. And you totally fucking bailed on me. I'm trying really hard not to resent you, but you made it really hard when you took your own life and left me to pick up all the pieces by myself. I really wish I could be like you and just run away from all my problems. I wish I could just stop crying and feeling sorry for myself. I just wish I could stop feeling anything for just 5 damn minutes. I wish I could drink it all away. More than anything, I wish you were back in my arms. More than I'm mad at you, I miss you. And I would do anything to have you back. I just wish I had a way to bring you back. I miss you so fucking much, you stupid asshole.